Radio Live Business News with Westpac, helping businesses grow.
All right, Bernard Hickey, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
Can you imagine that? Mark Sainsbury in the stockings?
Yeah, that was too much information there, along with the deep heat and the rubbing things in. That was too much.
It was too much for you. It's a dodgy knee and it's fishnets. It's all above board, mate, anyway. Hey, let's talk migration.
That must be quite physically hard to do. How do you put deep heat on when you've got fishnets on? You'd rub them between the little holes?
I don't know. Well, I think what you do, Bernie, I'll explain this to you for the uninitiated. I think you rub the deep heat on the knee and then you put the fishnets on. Have you ever worn stockings, Bernard Hickey?
There you go. I've just shown that I have never done that.
Have you ever dressed up as a woman?
No.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, there's always a first. Anyway, let's talk migration.
Sorry. Yes.
Let's talk migration. Big numbers
today.
Oh,
absolutely. A real surprise, because for the last 5 or 6 months, migration has been peaked or plateauing or in some cases falling. But today we've got a real surprise, up over 6,000 for the month, back to 70,000 for the year. They're both record highs. And it's a combination of fewer New Zealanders leaving New Zealand to go and work in Australia or Britain, more Australians, New Zealanders living in Australia and New Zealanders living in Britain coming home, and also, increased migration coming from China, and we're seeing lots of working holiday makers coming from Europe and the United States. So another surge in migration. It's going to dominate the debate economically and politically over the next year ahead. And again, plenty of pressure on house prices, infrastructure, education, health. It really is the story of our age.
Yes, and you can see why the government moved in the last couple of weeks just to peak those numbers back a bit, because they knew these numbers were coming. I mean, ministers get information before anybody else in the market. They would have had a heads up early on that these numbers were going to be record numbers again, which is why they've pegged it back. I wonder if this is going to be the election debate around immigration next year.
Yeah, well, Winston was cock a hoop today with his statements saying, this proved everything he was saying was right, that there's a need for a massive crackdown. Remember, he wants to take it from 70,000 down to 15,000 or so. And to do that, you have to do a massive crackdown on the bits of migration you can control. Because you've got to remember, there's a few moving parts in this migration number, many of which you actually can't control. There's a whole bunch of migration there which comes from New Zealanders coming home and New Zealanders not leaving. Now, you can't force New Zealanders to leave or stop New Zealanders from coming home, so you can't change that. Then you've got all these working holiday makers. Now, they're here under bilateral agreements, which means that New Zealanders can go and work in Europe or Britain or Canada, and so we have to let them come and work here as tour guides or chefs or workers, baristas or whatever. If we were to try and block that, we'd effectively be cutting off our nose to spite our face, because New Zealanders couldn't then go and have working holidays overseas. So the only bits you can really control are the international students and the skilled migrant and parental category permanent residency visas. Now, the government's already suspended parental applications for permanent residency, so the only other area is around the temporary work visas for aged care workers, dairy farm workers, and some of the international students. To get down to that 15,000 number, you'd really have to just block them all off completely, or start getting into some ugly territory around renegotiating those bilaterals. So there's an awful lot of hard work that has to be done if you're going to do what Winston wants to do.
Yeah. I mean, the long-term average, you might get down to 15,000, 20,000, but I just can't see it going from 70 to 15 or 20,000 just in 1 year, Bernie. Almost impossible, isn't it, given the tap's already on?
Exactly. And there's actually a risk here that there's been a structural lift higher in inflation. Now, the government, particularly the Treasury, is forecasting a drop to 12,000 over the next couple of years. Of course, that is going to be lifted. Forecast is going to be lifted when the Treasury comes up with fresh forecasts in December. But there could have been a structural lift higher, and that's because you've got 400 or 500 million people in India and China joining the middle class. And one of the first things they do is look to educate their kids in some English language country like New Zealand or Canada or Australia, and then go on holiday there. And so you've got this huge demand for tourism and international education structurally higher because of an extra 500 million people joining the middle class in India and China. And so this assumption, we're just going to go back to normal, back down to, 15,000 a year or so. Not so sure about that in this new world of a big Indian and Chinese middle class.
Yes. Hey, do you think that the government's vulnerable here next year? Do you think they're vulnerable on the fact that they have brought in too many immigrants, they've allowed it to get out of control, and the housing market is stretched, and, the transport market, we just can't get anywhere very quickly anymore in Auckland. Do you think the government is politically vulnerable?
I think so. If we'd had this big migration and house prices hadn't done a thing and the motorways were all clear and there was plenty of room at the hospitals, not a problem at all. But the combination of the record high net migration, and just to put an idea, give you some context here, this is three times faster than the migration rate in Britain right now. And they just had a Brexit vote. And also, it's the fastest growth in our population from net migration that we've had in over 120 years by a long shot. So this is a real shock. And with the problem with, you know, house prices at $1 million on average in Auckland, whenever it rains and there's one accident, the entire grid locks up. An extra 100 cars a day being added to the roads in Auckland right now, that's going to cause problems. And when you look at the relationship between Winston Peters polling and net migration, it's an extremely close correlation. It's amazing.
Yes, I took a big rig from Auckland to Hamilton, where we are today, Bernie, and I jumped in the cab with Colin. I'll talk about Colin very shortly, but I said to Colin, who was a Brit himself, actually came to New Zealand in 1985 for a holiday, and he's still here, and he was worried about immigration. Isn't it funny, in a strong British accent, he's worried about immigration, you know what I mean? Anyway, he's worried about immigration, and he said to me, Duncan, I'm worried about immigration, you see, which I found the, you know, irony of that. But he said to me, because he's always on the roads, he has noticed this massive difference in Auckland, and he reckons we need to peg the whole thing back. And you know, he's the working man.
Yeah, and the stretch, you know, Auckland is bursting at the seams. And if you're going to allow net migration at that sort of level, and some of it's controllable and some of it isn't, then you have to make sure the infrastructure's there. And the government and the council didn't plan for it, didn't expect it, haven't built it, haven't funded it. And, you know, the pressure is on in a big way. It's going to be the topic of the debate, yes. Immigration and housing in the next year.
I mean, that to me is central and local government negligence, because they know who they're bringing in, because they have their hands on the levers and they can stop it, they can pull it back, they can push it forward, and they've done this, yet they don't build alongside it. Now, that's woeful for New Zealanders and especially Aucklanders, because if you're going to allow these people in, you've got to build alongside it.
Yeah, and raises some good questions about how we should be planning our population. We know some things about natural population growth. How do we make sure we match the population growth with the infrastructure? And you're right, there were some decisions made a couple of years ago about relaxing the rules around international students, allowing a lot more people in on temporary work visas. And someone at government needed to have a chat with the Auckland Council, make sure they had the funding, so those roads and all the infrastructure around the housing was built. And and we're going to have a lot of pressure, actually, in the budget coming up in May next year to make sure that the health and education systems are funded for this 2.1% population growth. That's extraordinarily fast, the fastest in the developed world. And, you know, making sure we've got the concrete and steel in place for these motorways and hospitals and schools needs to be done. Trouble is, they take a long time to do.
They do. Hey, just finally, on immigration. I wonder, you know, if you keep the immigrants coming, you just say if you're coming to New Zealand, you got to go elsewhere. You know, we've got this temporary ban, if you like, unless we really need you in Auckland for some sort of skill shortage, you go elsewhere. We say hit the regions, fill up the rest of the country. I mean, what would be wrong with that?
Unfortunately, the jobs and the construction work needs to happen in Auckland. So unless you have a whole bunch of people in Hamilton and commuting on that truck you're in every day, that's the problem. So where do you put all these construction workers? I mean, it's not like a Christchurch rebuild, and there were lots of people who came in and did their work and stayed in motels and bunked down with each other. That needs to happen three or four times over in Auckland to be able to do the $50 to $60 billion worth of construction work that needs to happen there over the next 4 or 5 years. So that's the problem. The jobs are in Auckland. The demand to live is in Auckland. You just don't have the houses there to cope with it.
That's for sure.
The pressure's on.
That's for sure. Hey, Bernie, enjoy your long week here, mate. Always appreciate your time on the program. Bernard Hickey, of course, on the Day in the Markets.